intuition.
Curiosity.
The next idea.
There is no straight path from your seat today to where you are going. Don't try to draw that line. You will not just get it wrong, you will miss big opportunities.
And we're back with the next idea, discussing ways to move Michigan forward. Today, we turn to education and the arts. Mitchell Robinson is with us now. He's an associate professor of music education and area chair of music education at the Michigan State University College of Music. Mitchell, new ideas in education are really crucial to preparing Michigan's next generation for the future. And we've heard a lot of talk about the importance of pushing those STEM subjects. We hear science, technology, engineering, and math, especially K through 12. But you're arguing there is one more subject we really need to focus on, and that is music. Why is that?
Well, I think, first of all, we have to make sure that we're offering our children a broad, rich, and comprehensive education. I've got nothing against any of the subjects that are components of STEM. I have children of my own, and I want them to get a good education in those subjects as well. But to think that we are going to be able to offer a complete education by focusing on one small suite of subjects and ignoring the richness and diversity of education, I think is short-sighted, and it's not going to lead us to the population that we want.
What important skills does music teach that students aren't going to get elsewhere, let's say in those STEM courses?
In the words of one of my heroes, Elliot Eisner, one of the things that music teaches children, and adults for that matter, is it gives them the thinking skills to know what to do when you don't know what to do. Most of the subjects that we teach kids in schools are very good at what's called convergent thinking, which is finding the right answer to a question. Music and the arts help children to understand what to do when we don't know what the right answer is, and when in fact, like most of life, there's more than one right or appropriate answer to a question. It also gives kids a chance to be musical. And I worry sometimes that in our zeal to make music and art and physical education seem more credible and real, that we kind of give up the essence of what those disciplines are about. The best reason for teaching music is so that children become musical. I feel like sometimes we run away from that reason, and we're more worried about offering what we do as a way to help kids improve in other subjects. The jury, I think, is out. The research on whether music helps kids do better in math and science and reading, I think, is very inconclusive. And for most people, that's not why they study music or art. It's not a bait and switch. We're not studying music so that we get a better SAT or ACT score. We're studying music because we want to know more about music. We want to be musical. We want to express ourselves in musical ways. It's been part of the curriculum in American schools for over 150 years, and really the move that we're seeing now to narrow the curriculum to the subjects that are emphasized in STEM, that's kind of the next idea that shouldn't be a next idea.
So why do you think it is that music is often one of the first subjects to get slashed when a district faces budget problems? In fact, in your essay for the next idea, you point to Lansing schools, which laid off nearly all its certified teachers in music, in art, and in phys ed. What does that say to you?
It says to me that we in music have not done a good enough job of showing people why what we do is important. And sometimes even our own colleagues aren't sure why we're teaching music. And again, I think it has to do with what we just talked about, that in the arts, I think a lot of times we shy away from defending and justifying and rationalizing what we do on the basis of what we do. We're always looking for extrinsic reasons for why music is important. I have no problem with people thinking that music or art or physical education have benefits beyond becoming musical and artistic and more physically fit, but that's really what those subjects are about, and the vast majority of parents and community members want those things for their children. I think it's really problematic that the places that those subjects tend to be first on the chopping block are in our urban schools. Even Arnie Duncan has talked about how a lack of access to music and art in urban schools is a civil rights issue. The children in the suburbs really don't have problems getting access to music instruction taught by certified teachers in public school. It's really more of a localized problem in the big cities.
And of course,
and that doesn't seem right or fair.
And of course, Arne Duncan being the Secretary of Education, so that's that national right. view. What do you think this current system that we have then with these kinds of classes on the chopping block, what is that leaving us with in terms of Michigan's music education programs?
Well, I'd say two things. One, it's leaving us impoverished. It's leaving us with a choir that doesn't have all the voices that deserve to be there. So the choir of voices that are going to be from children that have access to good, solid music programs is going to be overwhelmingly white and overwhelmingly middle and upper class. But we're also going to miss a humanistic element to our education if we focus only on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. I think most people that are engaged in those subjects would tell you that without a full and rich, complete education that includes music, the arts, humanities, that what they learn in the STEM subjects is not going to be as complete or as meaningful.
Let's talk about the teachers. How are music teachers currently evaluated for effectiveness in Michigan?
Well, they're evaluated in a myriad ways, but increasingly what we're seeing is that the state is demanding that up to 50% of their evaluation is determined by standardized test scores in math and reading, which is a little bit like going out for lunch at McDonald's and then evaluating your meal based on what Burger King is serving up next door. It just doesn't make any sense.
So what do you make of this as an educator, of this focus on education, on accountability and measuring results? Are we testing the right things to make sure our kids are prepared for jobs in the new century?
I think that we are obsessed with numbers. I think we're fascinated with data. And again, I don't have any problem with data. I think sometimes we need numbers to make good decisions. But what we're doing right now is we're taking subjects that are easy to test and substituting that for subjects that are meaningful to know more about.
You train young music teachers at MSU, Mitchell. What do you hear from them as they graduate and then they head out to start teaching in Michigan schools?
Well, sadly, more and more of them are choosing to teach not in Michigan, but in other places. And that's a change in the past 10 or 11 years, too. Most of the students, when I first got here, were looking for jobs in the state. And because of a lot of the changes in teacher evaluation and because of some of the interpretations of teacher certification rules and trends, more and more of our students, in fact, we've got 11 students that were graduating, and more than half of them are looking for jobs out of state. And that's a brain drain. We're producing fantastic teachers in Michigan. We have great colleges and schools of education, and more we're producing great teachers for other states and not for our state, and I think that's a problem.
Mitchell, your next idea involved a couple of policy recommendations you had to shore up music education for future generations in Michigan. Tell us what they are.
Mm-hmm. Number one, we are one of four or five states currently in the United States that does not have a requirement or a mandate for music in elementary grades. I think that's a long overdue change that we need to effect at the state level. Right now, it's not required that local school districts offer music taught by a certified music teacher. Our neighboring states all do have that requirement, and I think, you know, at some point we're going to see a real difference in the quality of education that we're able to offer to the kids in Michigan. Another thing would be in the way that teachers are certified and in the interpretation of the certification rules. One of the reasons that the school district in Lansing was allowed or permitted to get rid of all the elementary art, music, and PE teachers is because the state currently allows schools to assign teachers with a K-8 all subject cert to teach any subject. I think that the classroom teachers who teach, say, second grade or third grade would be among the first people to tell you that they can play a record, they can play a CD, they can finger paint with students, but they're not qualified or really ready to teach music or art as a real subject in the schools. Again, that's in many states, that's already a requirement, and we're behind the eight ball there. And then the third next idea for me would be that we need to adjust the teacher evaluation system so that teachers are only evaluated in the subjects that they teach, and by the work of students that they actually have in their class. That is not currently the case. Sadly, we're not the only state that has that, but that's more of a national problem, but we can address it here in Michigan if we have the courage to do that.
Are you ultimately optimistic about the future of music education in Michigan?
I'm frighteningly optimistic because I get to see great music teachers work every day. My job lets me get out into public schools in the state, and we have amazingly strong music programs in most of the communities in our state. When I see the power that music has to help children make sense of their lives, I'm enormously optimistic. When I see my students, as enthusiastic as they are, even knowing the obstacles and challenges that are in front of them before they get into the classroom, I'm very optimistic. The teachers that we're preparing to enter the workforce right now are the best prepared teachers that I've ever seen. So I'm optimistic if we can get the policy issues straightened out, that the impact and the promise of what music has to offer for children in schools is a game changer in Michigan and beyond.
We'd like to wrap up each Next Idea conversation with a question for you to discuss. So here goes. Our contributor, Mitch Robinson, has made his case for why a high-quality music education is so important, no matter what you do later in life. Well, what about you? How has studying music made an impact on your life? Share your thoughts on Twitter at NextIdeaMI. That's at NextIdeaMI, or on Michigan Radio's Facebook page, or the Next Idea link at MichiganRadio.org. And that is where you will find Mitch's essay that we have just been talking about. Mitchell Robinson, Michigan State University College of Music, thank you so much.
Thank you. Pleasure to talk to you.